Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM, with Prophetic Perspectives, and it's Monday. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. It's decree and declare day. Praise the Lamb of God, where we make our decrees and declarations on Facebook, and we are making them here. We decree, praise the Lamb of God, Pastor London Jr. and I, that the Lord is Lord, and he is King of Kings. Hallelujah, and he is the Savior of the whole world. We decree that in the name of Jesus, and it is established. Hallelujah. Good afternoon. Good morning, Pastor London.
Good morning. Good afternoon, man. You're right. He is Lord. That's the one thing.
Hallelujah.
We can declare that all the time.
My goodness gracious. It needs to be decreed and declared that the Lord of glory is the King of Kings. In this season of adoration this month, saints of God, we got to turn up the volume. I tell you, there should be no season greater, praise the Lamb of God, than this season in the eyes of the believer. Praise the Lamb of God. Our Savior was born. I know you don't know the date and the time. You don't have his birth certificate, but the scriptures tells us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. It was in a cold season, praise the Lamb of God. We know that. It was in the winter season, praise the Lamb of God, that our Savior was born. And so we designate the 25th, praise the Lamb of God, is a wonderful date. Hallelujah. 2 is the number of unity. 5 is the number of divine grace and favor. And 2 plus 7 is the number of perfection or completion. Praise the Lamb of God. You can't beat that. 12 is the number of the divine authority, the full counsel of God, the oracles of God. You can't beat that. Praise the Lamb of God. So it's perfect, and it seems right with the Holy Ghost, and I have no problem enjoying celebrating the birth of our Christ. I give him the whole month, praise the Lamb of God, of December, hallelujah, in recognition of his birthday. Adoration should be given. We should be happy whether our bills paid or not. If a roof is over your head, you still should be happy. Is food in the refrigerator? Happy. Hot water coming out the pipes? Happy. Your children healthy? Happy. Praise the Lamb of God. You are blessed, and you are blessed of God. Are you in an emergency? Happy. Praise the Lamb of God. Is your car wrapped around a pole and the ambulance and the police and fire department are there with the jaws of death trying to get you out? You should be happy, praise the Lamb of God, just to be alive. Is that thing on your face called your nose working? You can inhale and exhale. You should be happy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm happy with Jesus. I'm happy with life. I'm happy that my children are healthy and whole. I'm happy that Pastor London is on the show today. I'm happy that you all are lighting up the lives. I'm happy that the page is gone. I'm happy that the ministry is all right. I'm happy. There's a million other things I wish I could change, but I'm happy that God has blessed us to see another day. People of God, this mercy that he's given us today, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, many missed out on, but you received it, and we must give God the praise. Pastor London, how you feeling today, man? Come on, man, make me happy. Somebody tell me it's going all right today.
Like you said, hallelujah. Activity of my limbs, everything. I'm just happy to be able to be healthy like this, man, and knowing that because God gave us the gift of Jesus, we celebrate that not just in December, every day, man. It's DKL. That's my
we
happiness.
We celebrate, man. Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's right. I'm telling you, man, it's nothing like knowing his presence is in your life, man, and the presence of his presence. Woo! That's what I'm happy about. The presence of his
Ooh-wee.
Presence. That's
the it. Presence. Hallelujah. Of his presence. God is just an awesome God, man, all the way around. Now, we know this without a shadow of a doubt. Praise the Lamb of God, that our God is awesome in everything that he does, Pastor London. Man, let me tell you something. Praise God. If it wasn't for Jesus, where would I be? Praise God. That's all I got to say. I don't even want to think about it. Praise God. Where would I be without him? Praise the Lord. I got a call this morning, praise God, from one of my friend's wife, amen, Pastor Gregory Macon in Chicago. Without him knowing it, he had to be rushed to emergency into the operating room, and they had to amputate his leg. Praise the Lamb of God, due to deficiency in his bones and diabetes and things of that nature. And people of God, if you can stand up today, you just ought to go and get God a skip. Hallelujah, that your legs are working. Hallelujah, I'm telling you. You know, we look at our little situations and we trip about them, but there are some people that are worse off than us. Me and this guy is the same age. I met him, praise the Lamb of God, maybe after about a year of preaching, and we have been friends and brothers in the Lord ever since. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But our God is just amazing how he preserves one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I could be in the same condition today. Yes. I'm telling you, people of God, I could be in the same condition today. But the Lord, hallelujah, snatched me, hallelujah, as a branch from eternal burning. But the Lord gave me wisdom, hallelujah, beyond my years. But the Lord gave me a wise mother who told me what to eat and not to eat when I was a kid. The Lord gave me sense enough to get up and exercise, praise the Lamb of God, and move about and this, that, and another, and do what it takes to be healthy, to keep my heart and everything in shape. And even when I had congestive heart failure, I knew, praise the Lamb of God, that God could heal and deliver, and he did, praise the Lamb of God. But I still did the things that was right to this body in order for God to regenerate it, praise the Lamb of God, and to keep it healthy. People of God, we serve an awesome God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I just want you to rejoice and be happy in the Lord today. Oh, my goodness gracious, there's so much to be thankful for. It's so much to be thankful for, people. Just look around you. Hallelujah. My voice is weak, people of God. Through all the preaching and everything, Pastor London them tried to preach me crazy yesterday after I told them that my voice was messed up. But, you know, the Truth Church has no mercy on a preacher. You come in there, yeah. You know, hallelujah, you are in trouble. They will boo you right out the door. They don't care. They don't
care.
Yeah, and Lars is the one with that long stick with the hoop on it to snatch up stage. He the one, right? He the first one right up there dance to snatch you off the stage. Praise God, hallelujah! But we thank and praise God that we are able, praise the Lamb of God, to be here with the voice that we have. Hallelujah. The Lord is awesome. The Lord is good. The Lord is kind. Praise the Lord. All right, people of God, it's prayer time. It's time for us to go into prayer. We have a good show for you today. Hallelujah. As we continue our conversation, but in prayer, people of God, don't go nowhere. Hallelujah. We got some good stuff for you today, Pastor London and I. Hallelujah. We're going to let you peep you in. Chime you into a little of the message from yesterday that we delivered entitled The Diligent Seekers. Praise the Lamb of God, The Diligent Seekers. Oh, my God, we want you to be here to receive some of that, praise the Lamb of God, nuggets of truths that will, praise the Lamb of God, bless your day, bless your life, bless your prayer life, bless your relationship with God. People of God, I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, just hold on as the Lord give us utterance. But we want to look to the throne of grace today. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Lana, is you going to ask for a prayer today or what we want to do? Praise the Lamb.
We'll do it either. We'll ask for a prayer, but we're prepared for anything. So if you are on the line and you're like, you feel the urge in your spirit to pray for God's people, you want to be an intercessor today. Push one. Oh, we got one.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Prophet Shakespeare. Pastor.
Brett. Hey, Brett.
Yeah, yeah. He's alive. You don't know which one to go.
Diligently, diligent
bless
seeker.
Bless you, man of God. Have you on the show today? Bless you,
diligent
breath.
Seeker. Glory to God. Glory to God, man.
Talk
God
about
so
you
good.
Yesterday, and you and your wife, and that wonderful article that you gave us on transformation on Saturday. And
glory,
man of God, let me tell you something. My heart was filled with love and joy about what he's doing with you and your family. Man of God, I tell you, praise
glory
the Lamb.
To God.
It's just awesome to see God do such a transforming work on individuals right before your very eyes and see their lives go from glory to glory. How you feeling today, Brett?
Man, I'm excited, Prophet. I just got finished running. I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling real good. Am I echoing?
No, you're not echoing to me.
Okay, good. I'm excited, man. God is moving, man. Even as I was writing, well, even like I said before, even last week, the last 2 weeks, or all the teaching you've been doing this year, but the last 2 weeks has been amplified so much for me. And I've been taking all the lessons to heart. And I believe, as I wrote down on the page on Thursday night, when you and Pastor Linda said, for some reason, I couldn't go to sleep. And I couldn't call in on Thursday because I was at my daughter's school. But God did the same thing to me and gave me what to write that night. So it was so ironic that you guys were already talking about all those things, and God gave me the same thing at the same time. And I'm just so excited, man, of the teaching that you guys and what you guys pour out. Know that it's not in vain, and that we as people need to embrace it even more and to bring those prophetic utterance into our lives, man. And I'm just excited to dig deeper into the Word of God and hear what He says through the Rhema Word and through the Logos Word every single day, man, and just taking it to Him in prayer, because I know God is answering our prayers, man. He's answering my prayers, so I know He's answering the prayers of the righteous right now, man. I'm excited. I'm excited, man. God is. I really wanted to hear what God was saying. I understand what you guys were saying, that we have to be still to really hear God's voice. And a lot of times we think it's God's voice, but we're saying it's our voice. I don't know. But when we really dig into that word, man, and go into prayer, and like you said, be quiet sometimes, because it's always what you say is always a price to pay for our prayers to be answered, you know. And God have been, you know, he's been dealing with me, man. So I praise Him. I praise Him for running today, as you talked about my brother losing his leg. I praise for being able to get up this morning to go running. In the rain, although it's not cold outside in California, man.
Let me just, Brett, while you're saying that, those of us who have to stay in the house a lot, you know, if you have to stay in your home a lot, and if you have stairs in your house, walk up and down those stairs. Keep your legs exercised. Walk up and down those stairs. Don't go downstairs all day. And even, you know, like I do calf and exercises on the staircase. All you have to do is set your toes on the staircase as just on your tiptoes, and then let your heels go down, and then come back up as high as you can go, back and forth, and you will work your calves out and your calves, and your blood will circulate faster. Your muscle tissue will develop, and what have you, and then just buy you some light barbells, 8 pounds, and then take those and work them like you clapping or something, you know, bringing them back so that it can work your arms and your chest area can be worked out, and then, you know, bend over and try to touch your toes, and sometimes weights and leave them in your hand and let that weight pull you down to the floor as much as possible, and what have you. And then, you know, you have to do some exercise that you break a sweat. If you do all of it continuously, one behind another, once your head get moist and your sinus open, then you know your heart has gone up. And that's what you want. You want your heart rate to go up. Praise God. Some of us need to invest in getting a little bike or treadmill in our homes. You know, we buy televisions when we should be buying a treadmill. A television is not going to give you life. Hello, light bulbs. We're going to spend $1,000, $2,000 on a television, and won't invest in a bike, a stationary bike, or a treadmill that will cause our respiratory system, praise the Lamb of God, to work in a way that our health, praise the Lamb of God, will be excellent, that our weight will be maintained and we can lose weight and this, that, and another, then, people of God, you got to watch what you're putting in your body. You just can't sit there, eat. Well, I ain't since 12 o'clock, but you haven't moved either. And then you get up to go get something to eat and come sit back down and eat. I'm telling you, you're about to go into a diabetic coma and you don't know it. Praise the Lamb of God. You're about to get blood clots and stuff in your legs and you don't know it. You must circulate, praise the Lamb of God, your blood through movement. Put on some praise music and get to working out. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lamb of God. You a pod, put it on your ear, hook it to your waist or stick it in your pocket and move with the groove. If you don't do nothing but shake, raise your hands up and down and act like you're Kurt Franklin now. Praise the Lamb of God. But you must work out, people of God. You must do it in this season. We are the lazy Americans, we're called. The lazy Americans, we must work out. Praise the Lamb of God. Keep your respiratory working, and you're going to see a difference in your health. Praise God. In this season, you need about 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C being pumped into your body every day through juices or through vitamins. You need that. You need D3, praise the Lamb of God, which has sunlight in it. The ingredients of the sunlight, you won't go into depression. I'm trying to bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. They also have some coconut oil pills, pure coconut oil, that will help curb your appetite if you overeat. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's good for your bones and things of that nature. Or salmon oil, 100% salmon oil. We discussed that last night, whether it's salmon or salmon. It's salmon oil. Salmon oil pill, praise the Lamb of God, 100%, that will cause your bones, praise the Lamb, and your joints, hallelujah, to work the way they should. Then you need to eat some bananas, praise the Lamb. You need that. You need that potassium in your body. People of God, I'm going to tell you this, and I mean it from the depths of my heart. You cannot live on pop and juice. You cannot live on sodas and juice. You need pure water going through your body. Do you are a kidney failure waiting to happen? I'm telling you, people of God, pray all you want to. You are a kidney failure waiting to happen. You are going against the creative act and the creative laws for your body. You must drink water. You can't drink coffee. It's a dehydrator and no water. You can't just keep putting dyes and from Kool-Aid and lemonade and pop and more sodas and all of this into your body. You need clear water going into your body. It should be the first thing you drink in the morning and the last thing you put in your body at night should be water. The old people used to keep a pitcher of water by their bed at night so that they would drink water. Praise the Lamb of God. We have gotten away from these things. I don't know how we got a brick that swung us back in here. We ain't even prayed yet. I'm sorry. I'm talking right, though, Brett.
Oh, no, you're talking right, man. I'm telling you, you're talking so right. I'm 100% agreement, Prophet.
People of God, I said stop being so lazy. Get off the couch, get out of that chair, and work out. Do you go and work yourself to the cemetery at an early age? Now, I've told you, be mad at me, do whatever, dislike me, but I have told you the truth. I want to bless your life. I want you to live long and prosper. But if all you're doing is sitting and talking on the phone and being on the internet and you're not working out, it's like reading the Bible and not praying. It's like listening to praise music and not praying. It's like waving your hands in worship but not praying and spending time with God. It's the same action, praise the Lamb of God, that results in you being powerless. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
And amen.
And if you want to give me an offering for that, TSMINTL.org, because I just might have saved your life.
Mm-hmm.
Water, people of God, I'm telling you, the Spirit telling me to tell you, water,
mm-hmm.
praise the Lamb of God. You need water in your body. You need it. You must have it. There is no substitute for water. No substitute for water. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. I'm through with that. Lawrence, put the music on. Let our brother pray. Praise the Lamb of God. We pray for the sick and shut in. We're praying for Pastor Macon in Chicago. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're praying for his wife and family. We're praying for, hallelujah, Jennifer on our page, lost her grandmother. We're praying for her and that family as they funeralize. Praise the Lamb of God and do that homegoing celebration. We're praying for all of those who are looking for jobs, that the doors will open for you. Hallelujah. We're praying for our brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. In the area of the motivating, I want to say this right, the motivating of the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, which will motivate you to pray. Hallelujah. That will motivate you to come into the presence of God and pray and seek God's face. I love you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, Pastor London.
Hallelujah, Father. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. Father God, you have given us a high priest, Father God. We thank you, Father God. You have given us a high priest, Father God, to come boldly before your throne of grace, Father God, to attain mercy and find grace in a time of need, Father God. So we thank you for the opportunity to petition your throne this morning, Father God. We stand in the gap right now, Father God, for all right now, Father God, and ask you, Father God, to just have your way in our lives, Father God. We reverence you today, Father God. We worship you today, Father God. We adore you, Father God. We love you, Father God. We give you all the highest praise. Hallelujah, Father God. And we lift up your name on high today, Father God, because you have blessed us, Father God, with another opportunity, Father God, to get it right, Father God, to get it right, Father God. So we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the breath of life, Father God, that you have given us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you allow us to do, Father God. We thank you for those at work, Father God. We thank you for those at home, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for those who are walking and talking right now, Father God. We lift up those right now, Father God, and we thank you. We yield all things to you, Father God. We surrender, Father God, all our hurts, Father God, all our burdens, Father God. Anything, Father God, that may be weighing us down, we surrender it to you, Father God. But first, we examine ourselves, Father God, and search deep within ourselves, Father God. Look at ourselves in the mirror, Father God, and see, Father God, are we lining up with your word, Father God? And if we're not, Father God, we ask for forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father God, that you forgive us, Father God, for saying anything or thinking anything, God, Father God, or doing anything, Father God, or being in places we're not supposed to be, Father God. And we ask that you cleanse us, Father God. We wash us clean, Father God. You wash us with the word, Father God. You wash us with water, Father God. The word of your word, Father God. Let it flow, Father God. Let it flow inside of our bodies, Father God, to cleanse us, Father God, from all the junk and the guilt and the garbage, Father God, that we pour into ourselves, Father God. Let us be an empty vessel for you, Father God, to come in, Father God, and sit with us, Father God, and become, Father God, diligently seeking people, Father God, that take time, Father God, to spend in prayer, Father God, that take time to get on our face, Father God, and humble ourselves, Father God, to come before you, Father God, knowing that we have to be cleansed, Father God, because you are not a God of unrighteousness, Father God, but you want us to stand righteous, Father God. So we ask right now, Father God, that the spirit of righteousness flow right now, Father God, throughout your people right now, Father God. We request, Father God, a fresh revival right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Even to those, Father God, that's connected to this place, Father God, we ask right now for a fresh flow of water, Father God, to flow through your people, Father God, to bring life, Father God, to bring vegetation, Father God, to bring, Father God, fruit of the spirits right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you release it right now, Father God. We decree and declare that today is a new day, Father God, to bring restoration, Father God, to bring deliverance, Father God, to bring, Father God, seeking you at a higher level, Father God, never before, Father God. And we thank you for the breath and life, Father God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who died, Father God, who was born during the season of Thanksgiving, Father God. We have turned it into a season of giving out toys and material things, Father God. Let us give out the fruits of the Spirit, Father God. Let us give out the spirit of compassion, Father God. We ask right now, Father God, that the spirit of compassion go into the jails and the convalescent homes right now, Father God, and touch those, Father God, who are struggling right now. Touch those, Father God, who are struggling, who are hurting, Father God. Touch those, Father God,
God, who may be in pain right now, Father God. Touch those, Father God, who may be depressed. We bind the spirit of depression right now in the name of Jesus. We lose hope and lie right, Father God, and prosperity to all those in the sickness and all, Father God. We lose cleanse mind, Father God, and those, Father God, in psychiatric wars, Father God. We lose it right now, Father God. We lose, Father God, healing right now, Father God, for the Macon family right now, Father God. Heal Pastor Macon in the name of Jesus, Father God. Even though he might have lost a limb, Father God, we know that he has the rest of his body, Father God. He has his mind, Father God. He has his voice, Father God, to lift up his people, Father God, in his church. Let him be an example, Father God, of restoration and revival, Father God. I pray for his wife right now in the name of Jesus. And I ask right now, Father God, that you strengthen her, Father God, to endure the weight that she has to take on, Father God, in the season right now, and her husband recuperates, Father God. I pray for the family, Father God, for support right now in the name of Jesus. I ask that you touch her right now, Father. I ask that you touch the Mehad family, Father God. Our sister Judy, Father God, strengthen her right now in a time of loss, Father God. But give them joy knowing that she's resting with a mighty Father who has all, Father God, power in his hands, Father God, where there's no sickness, no disease, no poverty, all healing, all power, Father God. Streets of gold, Father God, and we thank you for your angels. They are praising right now, Father God. As your people, I feel the power connecting all of these airways, Father God, touching in the grid right now in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father God. We pray right now, Father God, for a fresh revival for your people, Father God. We bind the spirit of laziness, Father God. We bind the spirit of sickness, Father God, and we release increased long life, health, and exercise right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, the full word, Father God, convict those, Father God, who drink what they're not supposed to drink, Father God, and begin to drink water right now, Father God, to bring freshness to their life, Father God, to bring healing to their organs, Father God. And I thank you in advance, Father God, because I know it is so, Father God. As we go into the new year, Father God, let us change our minds and change everything about us, Father God. Change our bodies, Father God, to transform to the righteousness for you, Father God, because we know, Father God, that you cannot reside in us if we have junk and muck and mire in our bodies, Father God. So we rebuke it all in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray right now for the intercessors, Father God. I pray for our leaders, intercessors, our elder people, Father God, and Sister Denise, Father God. Build them up, Father God, as we come together in one, Father God. I pray for each and every person that's on our back page, Father God. They lift up the prayers, Father God, all day and all night long, Father God. I pray for the administrators right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I ask that you strengthen them, Father God, like never before, Father God. I pray for Carolyn, Father God, Matthew, Father God. I pray for Valerie, Father God, Amanda, Father God. Father, I pray for everyone, Father God, if I left anyone out, Father, build them up, Father God, and touch them right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for every PSM member, Father God. I pray for Prophet Shakespeare right now, God, and I ask that you release, Father God, his voice, a stronger voice, Father God, to lift up your name and lift up your word, Father God. I pray right now for his finances, Father God. I pray release right now his finances in the name of Jesus. I pray for Pastor London, Father God. I pray for him right now, Father God, and I pray that you strengthen him, Father God, like never before, Father God. Give him prophetic dreams like never before, Father God. Give him a ram of word, Father God, to your people, Father God. Release finances and work into his life right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray for both of their children, Father God. I pray for all grandchildren, Father God. I pray for all the children of Detroit, Father God. I pray for the families in Kansas City, Father God, that witnessed the double homicide, Father God. I pray for that football player, Father God. I pray for their sons right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for their children, Father God. I pray for the coach that witnessed the murder, Father God. And I pray for stripping them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for his wife, Father God. I pray for the mothers, Father God. I pray for those, Father God, who are struggling this season, Father God. Your blessings in their lives right now, Father. Release finances right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Release healing, Father God. Release homes, Father God. Release your cars, Father God. Release it right now in the name of Jesus, because only you can do it, Father. Only you can do it, Father. Only you can do it. Only you have the power, Father God. I pray your people lean on you more, Father God. Stop leaning on our understanding and lean on you, Father. Have your way. Have your way for your people, God. Have your way for your people, Father God. I pray for a spirit of transformation, Father God, for your people right now. And I thank you, Father God. I declare it so, Father God. I declare righteousness, Father God. I declare transformation. I declare increase. I declare prosperity right now in your people. I declare, Father God, that people coming together like never before in this season in the name of Jesus. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, yes, Father.
Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up.
God.
Wow, boy.
Woo-wee.
That was a plain prayer.
London's on fire.
Oh, my God. Oh, that thing was,
oh, yeah.
Man, listen. When I tell you sometimes the Lord knows, as a matter of fact, not the Lord knows what he's doing in, on this show. I tell you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb of God.
God, you dropped the bomb.
Son, my son, Brett. Oh, my God, you let the Lord just go. The Spirit of God just took you over, son. Praise the Lamb of God. Glory to Jesus, people of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, son. Hallelujah. Anytime you push that button, you praying. He'll hear me.
All right, glory to God, man.
Man of God. I mean, we just have some powerful people God has blessed us with, man. I mean, you know, almost everybody who prayed this, we go in, man. I'm telling you, it's an awesome, awesome thing. And that denotes a prayer life that's outside of this, of the show. Praise God. You can't come on the show and pray and get this kind of result, praise the Lamb of God, or this kind of move of God, if you don't have a prayer life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A healthy prayer life, that somebody's talking to God in private, praise the Lamb of God, to be able to talk to God, hallelujah, publicly like this. That is awesome, awesome, awesome. This man of God has joined our intercessory team. Praise the Lamb of God. I know Denise is just jumping up and down over there in D.C. Praise the Lamb of God. We got to watch out. I better call Obama and say, somebody might run past the White House. Don't worry about it. Hallelujah. It's not a sniper. It's peace. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know she is cheesing as she's working there. Saying, boy, oh, my God, my team, my team, my team. Praise the Lamb of God. It is awesome, people. People, we happy. We sorry. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, y'all, I think everybody in this spirit. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful God we serve. Lord Jesus, I am so excited about what God is doing in the lives of our people. PSM, hallelujah. I love you today. I love each of you today. The Lord is really moving by his Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Man, I tell you, prayer is where it's at. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Ever since the Lord spoke that to me, he said, God, I'm ready to release the blessings, but my people are praising me. Hallelujah, but they're not praying. I said, what?
I took it personal, prophet. Say, okay, well, I must not be knowing my, maybe I'm doing something wrong, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, so, you know, you gave those acronyms last week on prayer. And I said, you know what? This is one of the things I'm definitely going to apply. And when you said everything that you guys teach, man, is so awesome and so on point. I mean, it's only correctly divine from God, and we all at home going in like we should be, We all gonna see the manifestations of it if we be patient, man, and go into that place, man. And that's what I'm learning right now, you know. So I bless you guys, man. I thank you so much for your leadership and your mentorship for me, man. I'll tell you, because you guys are exemplifies the study and the process that we have to go through. And if we just get in line, you said we all on the same page doing the same thing at the same time in unison. Imagine what we can do and what we could create in $1 billion outreach in Facebook alone.
We're going to do it too. You know, last night, man, you know, this lady from Pakistan, she inboxed me and she's talking to me about starting a PSM ministry in Pakistan. And then late last night, I was up to about 2 o'clock on the phone talking to our son, Adele, who has an apostolic anointing on his life. He is from Pakistan. So I was talking to him last night, trying to get some, you know, cultural differences and things of that nature, so we can look to see how we're going to do this. And of course, we're going to have to bring Adam, Pastor Adam, to the table, because He is in charge of our foreign ministries. You notice a lot of Ghana and Nigeria pastors are now being added to our page.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming through that outreach link through Pastor Adam. And we want to continue this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then, of course, and I'm just going to give a little synopsis here. Then the birthing of the marriage ministry is coming forth. Praise the Lamb of God. Then there's an evangelistic ministry outreach that's going to come forth also. Not greater than the show, Praise the Lamb of God, that's about to be birthed from the page and through the page, through PSM. We're about to do some major things, Praise the Lamb of God, to help destroy the kingdom of darkness and to increase access to the kingdom of light, to point the way to God. That's all I want to do is point the way to God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's not about owning people or micromanaging people's lives. I'm not into that type of business. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm into mentoring, and I'm into helping you if you want to be helped. But if you don't want to be helped, I don't have time for you. Praise the Lamb. I just don't, people. I don't have time to babysit you and stuff like that. But if you want to grow, if you want to develop, then that's good. We're also about to launch the University of the Prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God.
It's
about to launch, which is going to be an online study. Praise the Lamb of God. That's going to birth, Praise the Lamb of God, diploma certificate. Praise the Lamb of God. After the completion of a number of courses and things of that nature, going yourself worthy of that. Praise the Lamb of God. That's about to be birthed, people of God. We're going forth. Amen. We're not going backwards. We're going forward. Praise the Lamb. Man, we got some exciting things coming up. You know what we're going to do? I'm going to ask Jocelyn to come now, because when Pastor London and I start teaching, Brett is here with us. I don't want to stop. We're going to roll, praise the Lamb of God, straight on through the show, because we have a lot to give you today. So we're going to bring our announcements in now and let you know what we're going to do. How many of you know, I see you, Joshua, praise the Lamb of God. How many of you know that Jesus' birthday is being celebrated, praise the Lamb of God, this month? It's Jesus' birthday, praise the Lamb of God, and not ours. Hello, light bulb. It's not your children's birthday. It's Jesus' birthday. It's not your wife's birthday. It's Jesus' birthday. Christmas is Jesus' birthday. Praise the Lamb of God. We got some plans concerning the birthday of Jesus Christ, and Joshua is going to come. Now, Joshua, how are you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day here, Prophet. How are you in Pastor London?
We are doing good in the midst of the fog and what have you, but it's a good day. Praise God. We're yet alive. It's a good day. And our temperature is up. It was like 60-something yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. The
Praise
Lord said
God.
He was going to make winter like spring. We experienced it yesterday, and it's still the temperature is still up. So we praise God, hallelujah, for what he's doing to keep the thermostats down. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Joshua, what you got to tell us today? Come on with it. Come on with it.
Well, I'd like to...
We want to get to teaching here. Praise the Lord.
Okay, great. I'd like to start off by announcing our sister Ship 1 ordination service is December the 9th at 4 p.m. in Chicago, Illinois. And I know she's your spiritual granddaughter, and she's being ordained into the pastorship. So I'd like to congratulate her, and for all of you, if you're in the Chicago area or near that area, please try to attend the ordination service for Sichuan Fiji. And it is December the 9th at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time in Chicago, Illinois. And the address is 1960 West Adams. That's 1960 West Adams. Her pastor is Pastor Gail Johnson, and the ministry is New Beginning Ministries. The guest speaker is Prophet Shakespeare, and he's also the catechizer of the ordination service. Again, that's December the 9th at 4 p.m. We will have the ordination service for Sets 1. Pastor Prophet Shakespeare is the guest speaker and catechizer of the ordination. The pastor is Pastor Gail Johnson at New Beginnings Ministries. Again, the
and mother,
one,
a daughter, hallelujah.
And mother, and mother. And the address is 1960 West Adams in Chicago, Illinois, and it's at 4 p.m. Central. And I'd also like to announce the one-night miracle and healing service. I just posted it on the page, but we're asking you, if you're in the area, if you'd just like to fly into the to Dearborn, Michigan for one night, to join Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare for this one-night miracle and healing service on December the 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern at the Truth Christian Assembly Church. The address is 24921 Ford Road, and that's in Dearborn, Michigan, and it's on the corner of Ford Road and Sivery Lane, four blocks west of Telegraph Road. All of you are invited to attend this one-night miracle and healing service with Prophet Michael Shakespeare.
Amen, and, amen.
Amen. And you mentioned about our birthday gift to Jesus. We'd like to present you with a birthday gift. And
happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday to Jesus. All right, now go.
Okay. And we'd like to present
happy birthday to Jesus. Marsh, you're not going to finish for me? Happy birthday, hallelujah.
Happy birthday to you. That's right. Happy birthday, Jesus.
All right, let's come up with that now. Glory to God.
Okay. We'd like to present him.
Johnson, we can't hear you.
We'd like to present him with a duplicator. And as you know, the wise men did not go before the Christ empty-handed. They came with gifts in their hands. And so PSMI would like to present Jesus with a duplicator so that we could easily and readily spread the teachings that we're receiving from Prophet Shakespeare, Pastor London. We could spread them across the nation. So we're in need of a duplicator to present to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We definitely don't want to go before the Father empty-handed. And so we're asking you to, if God placed it in your heart to provide a duplicator to us, then go ahead, inbox Prophet Shakespeare right away, or you can sow a seed into that. But we'd like to reproduce the CDs, the teachings that are on CDs and that are on DVDs, and we'd like to spread them and send them out to our partners, to people that will just truly be blessed from the teachings that we've received. So we'd like to spread the gospel through all of the means that that we can, and we're in best need for a duplicator to present to Jesus for his birthday. Amen? Amen. And I believe that someone is going to plant that gift into Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's people right. of God, that is something I just want to put some emphasis on. I've been doing this for several years with the Truth Church. We always have everything that we have gotten in the ministry. Pastor London knows this, our sound system, our keyboards, drums, all of that. We always did it at Christmas time, and we presented it to Jesus as a birthday present to him, something that would enhance the ministry. Me, myself, personal, I have sets of Bible commentaries and encyclopedias and things of that nature that would enhance my teaching and help me to minister to the people of God and spread the gospel that I have bought as a Christmas present to Jesus, put under the tree with his name on it. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I take very serious the Lord Jesus, which I think all of you know that. And this is not a gimmick. Praise the Lamb of God. Tradition has taught us to get us to spend money on our children, our loved ones, and everything like that. And nothing wrong with you buying gifts for your loved ones and your children and, you know, all that kind of thing. I hope somebody buy me one. Praise God. However, we cannot, as true believers, miss that it's Jesus' birthday. It's his birthday. How would you like to go? Somebody to come to your party and everybody in the party get a gift but you, and it's your birthday? How does that even sound? That's something's wrong with that. Praise God. So that's what struck my attention some years ago. I've given it to some of our pastor friends. It has worked with them, praise the Lamb of God, to do something that the people can visibly see the effects of, that this we gave Jesus for his birthday. People of God, we need $1,000 for the duplicator that we want to get that can do mass production, that could get us quality DVDs and CDs. Praise the Lamb of God. Quality DVDs, quality CDs. Praise the Lord. And we can get that out in mass production to those of our listeners. I preached yesterday. We're not uploading the message, but we're going to talk about it. Praise the Lamb of God. But, you know, if Pastor London was there. I know Reggie was there, Brad Raphael, Brad Angel, and those that was there in the service yesterday that frequent our page. If they would tell you, praise the Lamb of God, the level of revelation that came forth and that has been coming forth, praise the Lord. Every time I mount that pulpit, something happens in that place. Yeah. I want to be able to give you all this, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and give you this information, praise the Lamb of God, at a very minimum price, praise the Lamb of God, not to make money off of, but to spread the gospel. But all we need is a duplicator. We need this. We don't have the one we had. Praise the Lamb of God. Broke down. It's no good. I need your help. Jesus needs your help. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a good gift to give him. It only takes $1,000. It's enough of us to make that happen. Praise the Lamb of God. We're not telling you how much to sow, but those of you who can sow something towards that, praise the Lamb of God, PSMINTL.org, and do it, praise the Lamb of God, between now and Christmas. And I believe, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord in heaven will be pleased with that. I bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. Praise God. One of you, one of them, maybe one person say, Prophet, I want to do that. I'll donate that. Praise the Lamb of God. There may be two of you say, Prophet, I'll give $500. Praise the Lamb of God. There may be three to say, Prophet, I got $300 or $350. Praise God. Or whatever. And make that happen for the kingdom of our Christ. Praise God. If you have never bought Jesus a birthday present, you have never bought him a birthday present. Praise God. Your tithes and offering is not birthday present. You know that. Special gift. Praise the Lamb of God. That's a special gift that we give. So I encourage you, praise the Lamb of God, to help us do that. Inbox me. Do whatever it takes. Praise the Lamb of God. Talk to me. Help. Help! Praise the Lamb of God and help us to get this done so that we can start, praise the Lamb of God, advertising these CDs and DVDs from the conference and things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that we can get this information out. I want you to have those DVDs and CDs. Those of you didn't attend the conference, our Manna partners and all of our partners, praise the Lamb of God, I want you to get these. I want them in your hand so that you can have them. But we have to get And I think now is the perfect time, people of God, for us to do it. Okay, Jocelyn, what else do we have?
Well, we have the we're partnering with we're partnering with Serenity House Ministries to feed families during the holidays, and a gift of $22 will feed one family for 4 to 5 days. And if you'd like to help with this effort, you can go to tsmintl.org and click Donate Today and sow a seed of $22. I'm just reminded that a lot of students, a lot of children, well, some children, the only meal they get is at school. And during the holiday break, there is no school in session. So we're trying to make sure that, you know, the children especially are fed during this time off. And so, again, if you'd like to donate towards this effort, you can go to psmintl.org and click on Donate Today.
Amen. And now, so those are what we call the backpack, praise the Lamb of God, for the children. Mm-hmm. Backpack mm-hmm. for the children, praise God. Now, it's say $22, but if you donate $10, it can go. If you donate $5, it can go. It will still help to make a $22. If you have less than $20, you may want to give more than $22 towards that effort to help feed, praise the Lamb of God, those we're partnering with this ministry so that we can help feed people across the holiday season. Praise the Lamb of God that won't have food while we're sitting at our tables eating and doing what we do. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you, people of God. Praise God. I bless you. Anything else, Jocelyn, that we have other than our products?
Well, we have, you know, we have the standard announcements, the prayer calls every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 218-632-0550, access code 626-522-pound. And that's every Friday night we have those prophetic gathering prayer calls. And that's about it, Prophet.
All right, all right, all right. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't forget, there's still T-shirts. Praise the Lamb of God for those of you who would like that. There's still T-shirts, hallelujah, that you can purchase. Praise the Lamb of God as you for your Christmas stockings. There's still books, praise the Lamb of God, and the anointing oil. So all of that is at the same website, psmintl.org. And do what you do. Praise the Lamb of God. Investing back in the kingdom, praise the Lamb of God, during this season is, just think about it. If you go out and buy toys and this, that, and another, do you have a return coming on it?
No.
But when you invest in the kingdom, praise the Lamb of God, you have a return. That's all I'm going to say about it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you invest in the kingdom, when you spend your money in the kingdom, there's a return on your money. You use, they used to advertise Discovery cards. They're doing it with some others now. Praise God. When you get a Discovery card, if you swipe with it, you get money back for groceries, you get money back from gas, you know, and all that kind of stuff. You get a dollar back for this and this, that, and another. And, you know, although you're paying interest on, you know, they ought to give you a dollar or something back the way they charge that 16.999% interest on that credit card. However, praise the Lamb of God, watch this. Without interest being charged to you, the Lord says, when you sow into the kingdom, you will reap the harvest. Praise the Lamb of God. You have a harvest coming back on the seed that you sow. When you buy T-shirts, books, things of this nature, praise the Lamb of God, this duplicator, things of that nature, you are sowing into the kingdom. Jesus said, no man has given anything that I won't return 100-fold in this life plus life eternal. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I bless you. Thank you, Jocelyn. Hallelujah. It's teaching time. Let's get ready to rumble. We got a whole pure hour here. Lawrence, praise the Lamb of God. What's my son's name? Brett, are you still with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I'm still
Brett's
here.
Brett's still here.
All
praise
right.
God. We got a whole hour.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Let's rumble, bro.
Amen, amen. I thought I saw another phone number lit up that I was going to entertain. Praise the Lord. It was 8 number, 8 something, 865, 864, 895. Push one on your, praise the Lamb of God, and we will entertain you. Praise God. Are you there? Are you there? Okay. Praise the Lord. All right. First of all, praise to do this because I promised on the page that I would do this and make this happen for those of you, praise the Lamb of God, that are that wanted this information from me in regards to getting into the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to get your Bibles. I want you to get your Bibles. Hallelujah. There's a lot of background noise I'm hearing here. If you can mute your phone there, Brett, and if you got some passengers or something. In the 100th Psalm, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, there is a easy flow, praise the Lamb of God, into the presence of God, hallelujah. And someone asked me on the page to do this, praise God, up under the banner here, hallelujah. Glory to God, Father, bless them so they can be a blessing. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. I got it, Father, I got it, I got it. 100 Psalms, praise the Lamb. Those of you, some of you know that off the top of your head, at least. The first part of it is make a joyful noise unto the Lord all you. How befitting for this season, too, Pastor Lundy. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Watch this. Here we go. Come before his presence singing. Now, the first thing you got to notice here is the word joyful and gladness. Praise the Lamb of God. God loves cheery. God loves us to be of good cheer. God loves us to be happy because the word happy is blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. It should be a joy to our hearts to enter into the presence of God. Hallelujah. That's number one. Yeah. It should be a joy to your heart. Praise the Lamb of God. It should be exciting to you. It should be something, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that excites you when you go into the presence of God. Watch this. Then it says, come in before his presence with singing. Praise God. That's one of the first initial steps of your vocal that happens, but the melody comes from your heart directed to God. Singing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Then it says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. That's acknowledging the Lord in his awesomeness. That's acknowledging God as the creator, as your heavenly Father. Praise the Lamb of God. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Praise God. There you are, giving thanks to God. Hallelujah. For what he has done, for what he is doing, and for what he's going to do. Praise God. You get more from God praying thank you prayers than you get from begging God for stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. Because thank you, praise God, allows God, when you have a thankful heart, an appreciative heart, and you're thanking God even for what you're asking them for, it's as though you believe that you receive. And that's the way Jesus teaches us to pray. He said, when you pray, believe that you have received. Hallelujah. When you pray, believe that you have received.
Yes.
So if you believe that you receive, then you can be thankful while you're praying. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can be thankful while you're praying. Mm. Watch this. Watch this, and enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When we do this, people of God, and we give God this type of adoration and this type of praise, this type of acknowledgement, praise the Lamb of God, I promise you, the first thing that's going to happen to you is the presence of God. We have a caller here, Lawrence. Do you see that? Can you get
that? Let me light it up. Area code 864. Hello, area code 864 293.
Yes. My name is Donna. I was calling. I've been calling in. I want to call in for prayer. I've been having severe pains in my shoulder. I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and it's really getting bad. And I do believe God is a healer. And I know that I've been through a whole lot as far as body-wise, I feel, but I'm trusting God. But I, my friend girl told me about your program, and I just wanted to call in for prayer today.
Who is your friend girl?
Well, actually, see, my sister-in-law, her name is Sylvia Aiken, and she listens to you about every day, and she tells me, she says,
we know Sylvia. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But, sweetheart, the two things we're going to do, one, number one, we're going to pray for you. Praise God. Number two, hallelujah. I know if I open the mic, I know what Jocelyn is going to tell you to do. Praise the Lamb of God. But I heard it in the spirit already, Jocelyn. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Go to our website, Praise the Lamb of God, and order the miracle holy healing oil that comes off the mantle of the altar of God. Praise the Lamb of God. That oil is, oh my God, hallelujah. I know it's 12 years old that it's been on that altar and been prayed over. We have countless number of miracles and healings that have taken place. Praise the Lamb of God. I wish that you were in Michigan. I would lay the mantle upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. And we just had a testimony on here the other day. We laid the mantle on a lady who had all of these surgeries on her nervous system. Brett, are you here, Brett?
Yes, I'm here.
Brett, the young lady came with you all who had the nervous condition in her system and then the numbness in her hand, remember?
Mm-hmm. That's Jasmine's grandmother,
yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, his daughter's grandmother, Jasmine's grandmother, and we laid the holy healing mantle on her. What's her name?
Brenda Budo. I can't pronounce
it. Rudolph, and we laid the mantle on her. And when we removed the mantle from her right there in the service, at towards the end of the service, she came up crying and just had to testify. She hadn't felt nothing in her hand. Her hand has been numb for a long time. And she got everything back in her hand. She had hip surgery and couldn't move in her hips. The next night, she went out dancing.
Yep.
Honest to God in heaven. I'm not making none of this. Praise the Lamb of God.
Sure did.
We got another lady on here that came to the conference. We laid the mantle on her. Praise the Lamb of God. Last year, she came back this year, totally healed of cancer, cancer-free. We laid our cloth on a young man. Praise the Lamb of God. Had a blood disorder, a serious blood disorder that was life-threatening. And the doctors come back in. They wanted to run some more tests. When they ran the tests, the blood disorder had disappeared. Praise the Lamb of God. So we believe in God for you also today. Praise the Lamb of God. Father, what's your name, daughter?
Donna.
Donna. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for Donna. We thank you for her faith to come this far. Hallelujah. Not look to God. She's looking to you, not looking to man, Father, but unto you. We reverence your holy name, and we thank you for this season.
Hallelujah.
Signs, wonders, and miracles, Father, and we know that you are God and our King. So today, Father, oh God, I felt that. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Stretch forth your mighty hand.
Right now, God.
And the healing, hallelujah.
Right now, Father.
Hallelujah. That the fire of God would come upon Donna.
Right
hallelujah.
Now, God.
Yes,
we release it right now, Father. We release it right now, Father.
Heal and deliver.
Right
hallelujah.
Now,
we command the blessing. We
right
send
now,
the healing word.
Hallelujah.
And it is so
it is
in
so.
The name of Yeshua.
in the name.
Father, we thank you today. Hallelujah. Authorize go. Command you to go. Hallelujah. You ugly demon, you. Praise the Lamb of God. You unclean spirit, go. Find you from my body. Don't you ever come back. The blood of Jesus be upon her now. Hallelujah. And amen. Amen. And amen. He's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Daughter, I want you to go to our website, psmintl.org. It's some good prophetic books and stuff there. You can order them. I need you. You need to order some of that oil. Praise the Lamb of God.
I will.
Order some of the oil. And I know you felt the power of God today.
Oh, yeah.
Pain in my shoulder while I was praying. Hallelujah. I feel it now.
Glory.
I'm telling you the honest God truth.
Me too.
I feel it
on
my neck, my shoulder now.
Take it, Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah. God is taking that from you right now.
Hallelujah. You know, I am moving my arm now, and it's not even, my shoulder's not even hurting now.
I told you, I got it. I'm going to cast pass on him. Hallelujah. In the name,
in the name of Yeshua. Right
hallelujah.
Now,
thank you,
release
Father.
Off a prophet, right?
This is one
right now, God. Release
in Jesus' name. You said it, and you're
right
doing
now.
What you said, Father.
Glory
to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of right here on the show. People of God, where are you located?
I am in Williamson, South Carolina.
This woman is in South Carolina. I'm in Southfield, Michigan. And we all then prayed and touched and agreed. Healing then broke out, people of God. Hallelujah. The pain is gone. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Glory to Jesus.
It just left my shoulder when I said, I cast all my cares on him. Hallelujah. I bind the devil in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus right now.
I bind him. I tell you people, we just advertised, it's on the page, Miracle and Healing Service, the 17th, praise the Lamb of God, of this month at the Truth Church. Make your way, people of God.
Oh,
I done told you. Praise him. The holy mantle of God and the oil will be there. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Glory. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Our God in this.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor London, pray for her again right now. Hallelujah. God in here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you for being
thank
so
you,
awesome. We
thank
you for being so great. Hallelujah. You can do all things. You can never fail. We pray for Donna right now. And we declare right now in the name of Jesus, just as you have her life, that she will not be selfish, but she will take that power, that anointing
right
that you have flooded her with. And touch others with the anointing, God. We declare that healing will flow through her life like never before. Take her to that place, God. To a higher place in your presence, God. Use her life to the glory of your kingdom. We declare it so. In Jesus' name, her eyes, her ears will hear your voice. Her mouth will speak your words. Demons will flee from her, God. We ask in Jesus' name that you will destroy the works of the enemy. Because you have healed her body. You will heal others through the power of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, take over that temple.
Go.
We declare in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Lord God, we bless you. We bless you today. Hallelujah. You have received the children's bread. Healing belongs to the children.
Hallelujah.
A child of God, you got you a slice of bread today. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody shout glory on this show.
Glory.
Glory to the Lamb of God.
Glory.
Praise the Lamb. Bless you. Bless you, Donna. Bless
thank
you,
you,
Donna.
So
bless you. And I pray, Hallelujah, that the words even that Pastor London prayed concerning your finances, hallelujah,
yes,
bless you richly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So
yeah, God's going to take care of you real good. Don't you worry.
Yes, okay.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Worry is of the enemy. Praise the Lamb of God. Perfect love cast out fear. Love on God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Know his love is perfect for you, and your fear
yes
will be. Your fear will leave. Hallelujah.
Thank
name
you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You received the love of Jesus in this season. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We give him praise. All right, daughter, be blessed
thank
now.
Thank you so much. And y'all have a blessed day now.
You won't we be here every day from 12 to 2, 5 days a week.
I will be listening in.
All right, sweetheart, be blessed.
Thank you. Love.
Oh, wow. Well, I tell you, this is what it's all about, people.
Hallelujah.
Praise
yeah
the Lamb of God, doing God's will out here in the field. Glory mm-hmm to the Lamb of God. Just talked about miracle and healing. But I tell you, ain't no God like our God. Praise the Lamb
God
of God. Results of prayer, people of God. The results of prayer. We teaching about prayer. She calls in for prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I'm telling you, I'm giving you powerful nuggets for you to use every day of your life. Now watch this. Turn with me, praise the Lamb of God, to Psalms 95. I'm going to give you all this right quick. Praise the Lamb of God, because I want to talk about the message on yesterday. We might have to get into it tomorrow. Praise God. Lawrence and Brett, praise the Lamb of God, there is a recipe. I keep telling the people there is a recipe for getting into the presence of God. Matter of fact, I dealt with this a little bit in my message yesterday, but we are trifling, we are lazy, and we are contrary, praise the Lamb of God, to the will of God, hallelujah, just by the Adam nature, praise God. And we must come out of this, praise the Lamb of God, and do things God's way in God's order. There's nowhere in the Bible where the Bible just said you can just go to Babylon and call it praying. Praise the Lamb of God. There is a prescribed way to come into the presence of God. There is a prescribed way. Yes, you can cry out to God in emergencies. Yes, you can just cry out, praise the Lamb of God. But when it comes down to your prayer, communication, fellowship, and communing with God, that's going to take you some time, people of God. Hallelujah. If you want to get powerful, you ain't going to get it just from getting up in the morning and say, good morning, Jesus. Have a nice day, Lord, and thank you for going with me today. No, no, that's not going to cut the mustard. You're going to have to get in to the presence of God. Hallelujah. You're going to have to press your way, prescribe prayer times. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Many of us right now in this season are being awakened out of sleep by the Holy Spirit. We've been awakened early by the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. I was talking to somebody last night, and it just erupted. You know, I've been waking up every morning like at 3 in the morning. Another lady, me too, at 4 in the morning. I'm just looking at it going, my God in heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. God is awakening the saints by his Spirit in this season, calling us into his presence. You want me to tell you why? Because God wants to bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're waking up in this season, God wants to bless you.
Amen.
I'm releasing the blessings on those who are pressing into my presence. Now, God is doing his part by waking you up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is waking you up. He's shaking you. Praise the Lamb of God. But it's up to you to get into the presence of God. Now watch this, people. Praise the Lamb of God. In the 95th chapter, watch what it says.
Yeah.
Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. There it is again. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah. The rock of our deliverance. Watch this. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. And make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. And make a joyful noise unto him with what? Psalms. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Now he comes to the place of acknowledging God. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth, and the strength of the heel is he is also. The sea is healed. He made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Watch this. Now, after he has done this acknowledgement of God, he says, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Right? Praise the Lamb of God. So he then went from singing, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now, to thanksgiving. Right? Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. To acknowledgement. Praise the Lamb of God of the awesomeness of God. And now he has gone into worship. Watch what he says in verse 7. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Watch this. Today, if we would hear his voice and harden not our hearts, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, talking about Moses them, when the fathers, watch this, it flips to the first person again. Watch this. Watch this. I want you to watch this language.
Mm-hmm.
The prayer is praying. Let's say David is praying here and recording. Watch this, what he says. Seventh verse. For he is our God. Y'all see that, right? The plurality of this. Watch this. He is our God. We are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Today, if we will hear his voice, watch this. Harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tried me. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
The fathers didn't try David, did they?
Mm. No, they tried the Lord. The Lord, like you said.
And who is talking right here then?
The Lord.
The Lord is talking right here.
My
words, this. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swore in my wrath that they should not enter
into
my rest.
That is strong, right? Every time I hear that verse right there, that's what gets me straight.
But did you see the flip of the language?
Yeah.
The Lamb of God, which allows us to see, praise the Lamb of God, behind worship, God will speak.
Exactly.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Watch this. Okay, that ain't enough for you. Okay, I got some Down Thomases. Praise God. All right, let's go to Psalms 81. Go to Psalms 81. We're having a little Bible class today. A lot of people that dropped off the line, they don't like the word. Praise God. I understand that, too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those of you who want to be blessed, you 15, press on in here. Praise God. Listen to this. Listen to this. Psalms 81. Here it is again. Sing aloud unto God. Our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm. Bring hither the tremble. Watch this. The pleasant harp with the plastery. Blow up in the trumpet in the new moon and in the time appointed of our solemn feast. For this was a statue of Israel and a law unto Jacob, right? Of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt where I heard a language. Watch this. Where he went out through the land of Egypt, then he said, where I heard a language that I understood not, I removed his shoulder from the bird, and his hands were delivered from the basket. Thou callest in trouble, I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I tested thee at the rivers of Meribah, Shalem. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. Thou shalt no foreign god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any foreign god. I am the Lord, thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. What I'm saying to you again, people of God, the language flips. The writer is writing, and then it goes to God speaking. Did y'all see that?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Did you all see that?
I saw it.
The writer is talking, praise the Lamb of God, and then it flips right in the middle of a verse. It goes and God starts talking. That's what happens, people of God, to me. Now, I only can use me as the example. That's what happens to me when I'm in prayer most of the time. I'm praying. Praise the Lamb of God. I have sung to the Lord. I've thanked him. I've acknowledged him as God and acknowledged his holiness. And I'm in prayer and I'm laying my petition. And many times I'm calling many of your names out in prayer and praying over my children and over the ministry and this and for vision. And all of a sudden, right in the middle of a sentence, the Lord goes talking. Praise the Lamb of God. Anytime I bow down in worship, if I get on my knees and I'm in worship and I get quiet before the Lord, boom, the Lord starts. Hallelujah. The Lord starts speaking, people of God. He will speak to you. Praise the Lamb of God. He desires to speak to you in your prayer time. Praise the Lamb of God. But you must desire him to speak. Hallelujah.
Wow.
You must give that audience to God and that opportunity and that time to God for God to speak. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, this is something I can't teach you. Hallelujah. But I can only give you some demonstrations. Praise God. I can use Brett as one. Praise the Lamb of God. Today when Brett was praying, praise the Lamb of God, and he's on the line, so he's old enough to speak for himself. Praise God. But while he was praying today, praise God, he went into a place in his prayer in the spirit. He started out in the natural. Then he went into a spiritual place. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In that spiritual place where he went that resulted in tears. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the place where God is. Now, I don't know how to tell many of you how to get there. Praise the Lamb of God. But you have to dismiss the self.
Yeah.
That's all I can tell you. Hallelujah. Your flesh man must become null and void. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. It's almost forgetting he is there. Hallelujah. You have no concerns with the self.
Forget everything.
In your prayer life.
Forget everything that you're thinking about, any problems that you may be facing, any of your particular, anything that you're dealing with, you have to just totally set it aside. Just set it aside. And just
man, you better talk up. Praise the Lamb of God.
And the scriptures, keep on thinking. I just try to remind myself of the scriptures I've read that's been poured into me while I'm praying, because I know that, or the prophetic word that I've heard speaking, and I really wanted to hear God's voice. I say, I haven't been really hearing God's voice, and I can remember Saturday praying really hard by myself and then just totally being quiet. And he said, he told me some things I needed to do. He said, you know, I can't bless you all the way because there's still some things you need to do. You know what I'm saying?
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can I add something to that, Uncle Shane?
Yeah.
I got to add something to my experience. It actually feels like, this is why the Holy Spirit is so important. It feels like when you have the Holy Spirit and you're praying, that the Holy Spirit helps shed that stuff off that can't go with you there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so important to have the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit helps you shed all those things that you don't need. That's in your mind and your heart. He sheds it off, and by the time the Holy Spirit sheds it off through prayer with you, you end up in that place. That's the only way I can describe it. It seems like
that place that you're talking about is conditioned, or that atmosphere is made through your singing and through your praise. Praise the Lamb of God. When God inhabits your praise, you feel it.
Yeah.
That's starting to, right there. Praise the Lamb of God. you start losing yourself, annoying to yourself.
Yeah,
praise
exactly.
the Lamb of God. Once you feel this,
what a feeling, what a feeling. You got me thinking about
it. You start yielding yourself to that spirit. You yield yourself to that spirit. You become vulnerable to it. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, I'm teaching today. Praise the Lamb of God. We doing something here, man. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
and you press your way. Praise the Lamb of God. It's like grabbing hold to that spirit and not allowing it to leave you. You press your way deeper. Praise the Lamb of God. We're into that spirit, in that same spirit. You ride the surf of that spirit. You ride that wave. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, people of God, I pray to God today that you don't allow the devil to rob you of this. Praise the Lamb of God. You're singing unto the Lord, not to yourself. You can put on a song that you like to sing to the Lord and sing with it and make melody in your heart, but it has to come from your heart and from your spirit unto God. Hallelujah.
You said something, Glory. You said something strong, too.
Yeah,
you're singing and you're going into worship, but all your focus, all your faith is in the Lord. When
it's in the Lord, man.
Lord,
dismiss
you,
him,
man.
And boy, the power of God envelops you. You feel the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
You feel his spirit come over you. You calling God alive, it don't happen. He inhabits the praise. You can get off this show right now. You can right there where you are. You ain't got to hang up the phone. If you really turn your heart, your mind, and your spirit to God right now, just lift your hand and start really praising him, you're going to feel the power of the Lord come over you.
Hallelujah.
And you can ride that surf. You can ride that wave, praise the Lamb of God, into a deeper dimension. Hallelujah. See, they don't teach you this in Bible class. I know they don't. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
They might not be doing it themselves, though, probably.
They don't know how to do it. That's what I'm saying.
They might not be doing it themselves. Yeah, they might.
They're doing it themselves.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest problem of those who are even probably teaching. And I'm not speaking on anybody who's doing it, but if you're not really getting, you know, I had to take this time this morning, even before I got up and did all that, when God woke me up this morning, begin to get my mind in the because I knew the show would be coming on. And I knew I wanted to be in the presence of the Lord before I even got on the show. So I started getting my mind focused. And then I went running, and as I was listening to my praise music, the music was flowing through me, and my heart was focused on him. And then I had to have my personal time with him in prayer, you know what I'm saying, my wife. And then I was able to intercede for others. That's how we build ourselves up every day, man. I'm learning that every single day we wake up. It's amazing.
I'm in heaven. See, people of God, I'm telling you, this is just the initial step that we're talking about. Sing aloud unto God.
Exactly. That's step one.
Listen what it says. Sing aloud unto God. Sing aloud unto God. That means it's coming from you, not your jukebox, not your iPod. You singing. Praise the Lamb of God. You singing. When we used to go on the dates, we used to sing to our girl. I want to know your name. You know? Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Or we have some music in the background that we caught the spirit of the music. And we formed our words around the music.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
See that? Praise the Lamb. We see it what? Developed an intimate setting.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what you do in prayer. You develop an intimate setting with God. Hallelujah. Once you feel that presence, you know he's there. Hallelujah. So when he do that, I say, I got you now. Praise the Lord. I'm riding with you. I ain't going nowhere. I need you now. I got to talk to you. Praise the Lamb of God. And sometimes I'll be worshiping and praising him, so then I'll just stop and say, well, Father, since I have your attention, you remember Brett, you remember Lord,
hallelujah.
You know, and you make your petition known, and then before you know it, the Lord is speaking back to you.
Yes.
You know what? I start to even get amazed how fast he comes now.
It's like you don't, after a while, it doesn't, it, you don't have to labor for the presence of the Lord, if you will. And I can't, it's hard to explain, but he comes fast. He comes fast.
You're right.
You set your eyes on him. He sets his eyes on you so fast.
Bertha.
Yes, Prophet.
What you got to say, Bertha? You see it's Men's Day. What you doing?
Because I thought I'd kind of represent the women. Since you men are dark and so powerful, I thought I'd bring in enough fire for the women.
All right, then. What you got to say? Bring it on.
You know, I, in praying, I went back and studied Leviticus about the priests and how they went in before God. And I said, Lord, if they can go in this way before you, I want to go in greater. And then our pastor had us doing the book of James. We had to read that for a whole month. Then I started reading the prayers of the prophet to see how they prayed. Because like I said, I wanted a powerful prayer life, so when I went to God and commissioned him in the right way, that
talk
my prayers would be heard and the answer would come expediently. And God did that. And my pastor started challenging us, pray 15 minutes a day. We did it. Then she would increase it. And she said, now don't just pray in English. When you start praying, yield your tongue to the Holy Spirit and pray in the Holy Spirit. And now I find myself, when I start to pray, I pray more in the Holy Spirit than I do in English. But as praying in the Holy Spirit, God reveals it in my mind in English of what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't disagree with you at all. Praise the Lamb of God. That God can speak within you concerning, praise the Lamb of God, your tongue. He can. Praise the Lamb of God. That's called revelation tongue. Hallelujah. There's many people that have that as a gifting. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Or another thing that happens many times when you get to that level. Now, you going deeper. We ain't even got there yet, but just as normal, you always running, jumping in the fire before the charcoal get hot. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you always wear a gasoline jacket, Bert. So what's going on, praise the Lamb of God, in that is when your tongue, praise the Lamb of God, now this is not a forced thing, praise the Lamb of God. Many times I'm in prayer and I'm praying in the natural, Bertha. I'm praying in the natural. I'm praying with the knowledge. I'm praying and I'm talking to God and I get to a place. Let's say I'm praying about Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. When I get to a place that I really don't know what I'm praying about. See, watch what the Bible says in Romans 8. Y'all listen to me good. In Romans 8, 26, it says, for we know not what to pray for.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit maketh intercession for us. Watch this now. The Holy Spirit in you, praise the Lamb of God, will cause the bubbling and the flipping of your tongue to go into tongue, praise the Lamb of God, in a real smooth transition, because you may be praying for me or the world or the government or for Bertha or for Lawrence or for Brett, and you really don't know what to pray about.
Amen.
All you're doing is praying for me. Lord bless prophet, but you don't know the areas. You don't know what I really need. But when your tongue come forth for me, now the Holy Spirit is praying the true need for me.
That's
y'all
right.
Not listening to me. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
Bertha, you know I told them yesterday that I don't know if did I call her name, Lawrence, but I did tell them that about your pastor praying for me in the service yesterday.
That was the most powerful move of God in our intercessory prayer ever. God had led me to read three of the prayers by the prophets, Daniel, Jeremiah, and Nehemiah. And when the prophetess began to pray, she said, God brought you before her. and said, pray for Apostle Shakespeare. And, oh, my God, did she, oh, Lord, did God pray.
Do I know her? Have I ever met her?
Yes, she was at the gathering, and she called in one Thursday, and Pastor London prophesied to her. She was the other little short lady with me.
Oh, my goodness.
She's
precious.
The prophetess at our church. And
hallelujah.
My God, it just went. It went into warfare after that.
Praise the Lord.
It went into warfare.
See, people of God, I tell you this. I'm telling you this right now. Praise God. If you take the recipe that I'm giving you, your prayer life will never be the same. Your prayer life will never, ever, never be the same. Now, let me tell you what you're going to have to do. And a lot of you got a problem with this. Praise the Lamb of God. But I haven't really confronted this spirit that I've been noticing. But a lot of us are very selfish and self-centered in our prayer life. You're going to have to lose that.
Amen.
Your prayer life is not all about you.
Amen.
It ain't all about you and your family.
Amen.
That's why you can't pray over 5 minutes, because all you pray about is you.
Jesus.
And what concerns you. Your true prayer life really emerges and start maturing when you start praying for others, and then when the Holy Spirit is able to reveal to you what to pray for.
Amen.
Now you're growing up. Praise the Lamb of God. Because then you're praying the heart of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you're praying the will of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You notice when Jesus teaches his disciples and he says, you know, your prayer, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Then he says, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. If you're praying for God's will to be done, then you must be accessible to the Holy Spirit to pray the will of God.
Amen.
Because the Holy Spirit knows the mind of God.
Amen.
The Bible tells you that now. I didn't make that up. Praise the
That's
Lamb
right.
of God. The Holy Spirit knoweth the mind of God and searches the heart of men. Hello, light bulb. I said something. I did. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I did. Praise God. When you come into this place, people of God, of prayer, when you come into this place of earnestness, hallelujah, people of God, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, it's going to change your entire life. Praise the Lamb of God. See, when we come to the place of getting past our first steps of thanksgiving, giving past the singing and the adorations and things of this nature, the Spirit of the Lord comes over us and we enter into the place of supplication and petition and lamenting. Then, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, you must incorporate the will of God. Praise the Lamb of God. What is the will of God? The will of God is the Word of God. The Word of God tells you to pray for people and saints everywhere. The will of God tells you to pray for those that are in authority. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. So we must pray for leadership. Praise the Lamb of God in the natural dimension, which is the governments. And then we must pray for leaderships in our churches, and we need to pray for the leaders of our homes, the leaders
Amen.
Of our schools. Come on, talk to me here, people of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So your prayer life becomes enriched, praise the Lamb of God, when you start expanding, hallelujah, upon the will of God. Your prayer life is miniature if it's all about you. Praise the Lamb. That ain't about nothing to talk about every day. That's why you get so bored in prayer, because you have no prayer agenda. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm not going off. I'm trying to help you here. Praise the Lord. You have no prayer agenda. your prayer life is not theocentric. It's not full of Christ and his purposes. If you start praying for the kingdom of God, hallelujah, in the earth realm, his authority to come in the school system, his authority to come in the government.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, talk to me here. Praise the Lamb of God. Authority, the kingdom of heaven to come into the earth in every area necessary so that the will of God is done in the earth. How long should we pray that? Until we see the manifestation of the will of God being done in the earth even as it is in heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. That means men are obeying the word of God. The father's hearts are turned back to the children. Hello, life bug.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Men are calling on God again. Glory to the Lamb of God. See, this is what pleases God. This is what causes God to shout on his throne. This is what causes God to open up the storehouse and start pouring out blessings. Praise the Lamb of God. He said, my people are not praying. My people are not praying. Praise the Lamb of God. They're not seeking me. They're not seeking my face. They're not seeking my will. They're not seeking my purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. They're not laying their petitions down before me. They're not fellowshipping with me. They're not communing with me. Praise the Lamb. Therefore, I'm not able to download, because the first level of blessing comes in the spirit, people of God. It's not the money in your hand. It's the spirit of wealth has to come on you. Y'all don't like me. I know y'all don't like me. I know.
We got another caller on here, 661.
Come on you. Hallelujah. You must take on a new paradigm about money. Praise the Lamb of God. New money will come in your hand and leave. But when
the spirit
come upon you, it comes with a wisdom. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of knowledge. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Y'all don't make me shout in a minute. Praise God. As an outlaw, I know I was called to preach to. Hallelujah. The Lamb of God. The preacher rise up. Hold me down, Lord. Hold my view is the Lamb of God. When the blessings come upon you, and you will understand blessings in the material world are just for you to utilize. Praise the Lamb of God. It is not about trying to acquire everything to lock up with a key. Praise the Lamb of God. Understand you have a blessing anointing on you.
Praise
the Lamb of God. That you walk in blessings. You talk in blessings. You move in blessings because you have the blessed anointing, the Christos of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yours. Every airplane is yours when you need to fly. You take on a new paradigm and a new perception of who you are, who God is, who people are. Praise the Lamb of God. Glory to Jesus. I'm going to be there.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Praise the Lamb.
Oh, wow.
We got another caller on, partner. Let me see.
Light him
up.
Light
him
up.
Who are you talking with?
And this is Jermaine.
Oh!
Jermaine. Hey, man. This show, hey, I just want to say this show on fire. And, you know, it's teaching me how to pray effectively, if you will.
God
is so many avenues of prayer. And you done taught me some things here.
This is just the beginning stage. This is just the beginning stage. This
is all of the door. Right here, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. See, get into the deep things of God, then you're going to understand the eternal concert of praise and prayer that goes on in heaven and never cease night and day. Then our ministries will tap into it until the church doors will never close.
Oh,
age of PSM will never go to
glory to God
until their prayers and praise just as being prayed hours a day. Lamb of God, don't stop. Praises are going up. Prayers are going up. These signs and wonders go. Empowerments and doors opening and doors closing and binding and loosening. And we're going to see the glory of God manifest in the earth realm upon us. Hallelujah. There's a whole other level that I want to take you to. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. It's a whole other level. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I want the people of God to get to so that we can stop whining over things that's already ours.
Thank you, Lord.
So we can stop over things that's already belong to us.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. While you're complaining, you're supposed to be commanding. You're supposed to be in a commanding wind. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay,
you on it right there, buddy.
Jesus Christ. Praise of God. Hallelujah. Somebody get this too. Somebody get it.
Oh, man.
Somebody going to get this. They break through. Somebody's prayer life is never going to be the same. Somebody's relationship is on the elevator ride right now. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to come to understand, praise the Lamb of God, what it is to get up in the lap of God. Hallelujah. In the throne room continuously. When you walk through that open door and you find out I can go in and out anytime I get ready. Praise the Lamb of God. Set before me an open door in the heavens. Praise the Lamb of God. That I can come in and out. I'm not a bastard. I'm not a Gentile in the outer court. Hallelujah. I'm a royal priesthood, holy nation. I'm his son. I can walk into the throne room. Hallelujah. And watch my father dispatch angels and
right
tell
now.
Them, get back. My son is talking to me. That's
hallelujah.
Where we got to get, people of God. Hallelujah. My daughter is talking to me. Heaven be quiet. Hallelujah. I hear the voice of Bertha. Till I hear the voice of Brett. Till I hear the voice of Lawrence. Till I hear the voice of Chawan and Joshlin, we got to get in the lap of God. Hallelujah. Come the apple of his eye, and he the apple of ours. Hallelujah. But we don't even want to spend time to pray. We don't want to spend time in his presence. We don't want to get to the place, hallelujah, where we can hear his voice and feel his love and hear him tell us,
Jesus.
I love you. I'm proud of you. You are my son. You are my daughter. I am with you. My arms are around you. We're worried about your bills. I am your source. I am your resource. I am your way. I am your shield. I am your buckler. I am your exceeding
Lord.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You,
the silver and gold is mine. Hallelujah. The cattle on a thousand hills are mine, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Raise us up early, Father. Shake us out of our beds.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Being zombies. Father, call our name early in the morning. Early will I find you in the name of Yeshua. Get us out of here, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
God
is drawing
us
close,
people,
God.
Thank you, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh,
God.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Sadness, those days are over.